Thank you. That's an Elkin, North Carolina guitar right there. Gray Burchett. Thank you, Gray. So I know you're wondering what I did during the lockdown. Well, what I didn't do was play Merlefest. I was scheduled at least twice to do Merlefest. Maybe it was 20 and 21. We finally got it this time. We finally got to get back to doing this. And so there I was sitting at home for a little while, curled into a ball like y'all were. And then got out of the ball and made a couple of outbuildings, because I live on a big piece of land out in Middle Tennessee on the Cumberland Plateau. And we had just bought a sawmill and a skid steer, and we started using that sawmill, and we made a couple of outbuildings, redid our kitchen and living room thing with all of our own wood, and then built a 1,500 square foot studio out of our own wood as well. And I put out two records, you know, real records, meaning, you know, those little plastic CD things. By the way, I'm at the merch table tonight at 8:45 to 9:15, signing those very CDs I'm telling you about. And so come on by. And so one record I put out was called Daryl Scott Sings the Blues of Hank Williams, because I grew up on, Hank Williams was probably my dad's favorite, so I heard everything of the Hank Williams work, you know, by the time I was seven or something like that. And one thing that struck me was that Hank was next akin to the blues, you know. I know it was country and honky-tonk and things like that, and no one ever thinks it, or talks about Hank being a singer-songwriter, but I'm telling you, he was that too, of course. But I think he was blues in there too. And so I always wanted to throw a blues spin to the Hank stuff, so that's kind of the nucleus of that record. Daryl Scott Sings the Blues of Hank Williams. I put together a killer band. Danny Thompson, my friend on upright bass from London, England, was on it. And Marco Giovino, who played here at Merlefest when I was in the, we both were in the Robert Plant Band of Joy here. That's who played drum on this. And the real ringer, though, is a guy who used to play when Stevie Ray Vaughan was a trio, a power trio, as good as it could get. When they added a keyboard player, they added this guy named Reese Winans, and that's who rounds out this record. And boy, do I wish they were here right now. But here's an example of what I was talking about. Here's a Hank Williams song that I monkeyed with a little bit.